This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed condolences over the loss of lives due to the factory fire in Solapur, Maharashtra. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed deepest condolences to all the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of those injured. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund, PMNRF, to the next of the kin of each deceased. The injured would be given 50,000 rupees. He wished the injured recovered soon. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake an official 6-day visit to the Netherlands, Denmark and Germany from today to the 24th of this month. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of the 3 countries and hold discussions with his counterparts on the entire gamut of bilateral relations and regional and global matters of mutual interest. The visit is part of India's ongoing diplomatic engagement aimed at deepening strategic ties and enhancing cooperation with key European partners, focusing on strategic partnerships, trade, investment, and regional and global issues of mutual interest. The Defence Ministry has said that Operation Sindoor marked a turning point in India's defence doctrine, demonstrating tri-services synergy, strategic depth and technological dominance. Operation Sindoor, which was initiated in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack, showcased a calibrated tri-services response with precision, professionalism and purpose. Operation Sindoor was conceived as a punitive and targeted campaign to dismantle the terror infrastructure across the line of control and deeper inside Pakistan. Union Home Minister Amit Shah lauded Operation Sindoor as a historic milestone in the fight against terrorism, crediting it as a testament to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's political will, the valour of Indian Armed Forces and the precision of Indian intelligence agencies. Speaking at a public gathering after launching a series of development projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 1,500 crore rupees, Mr. Shah said this operation not only demonstrated the strength of India's defence system but also unmasked Pakistan before the world as a safe haven for terrorism. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, reviewed the functioning of media units of the ministry in Bengaluru yesterday. He held a meeting with senior officers and sought details on the activities. He visited various sections in Doordarshan and sought details on various programs being broadcast. The minister planted a sapling in the Doordarshan Kendra premises under the Ek Ped Markinam program. Deputy Chairman Rajya Sabha Harivansh led India's official delegation to the solemn ceremony of the inauguration of the pontificate of Pope Leo XIV in the Vatican City. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland, Yanthungo Paton, accompanied the Deputy Chairman at the event. The External Affairs Ministry said the Indian delegation held an audience with Pope Leo XIV after the ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had earlier tweeted his felicitations to Pope Leo XIV on his election as Supreme Pontiff. Former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and Bahujan Samaj Party BSP Chief Mayawati has appointed Akash Anand as Chief National Coordinator of the party. India clinched the South Asian Football Federation SAF Under-19 Championship 2025, beating Bangladesh 4-3 in the penalty shootout in the final at the Golden Jubilee Stadium in Upia, Arunachal Pradesh. And that's the end of this news bulletin.